And 1 Corinthians chapter number 1. The first epistle of the Apostle Paul, to the Corinthians. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes our brother, unto the ecclesia of God which is at Corinth, even them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be holy people, with all that call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in every place, their Lord, and ours, grace, to you and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always concerning you, for the grace of God which was given you in Christ Jesus, that in everything you were enriched in him, in all utterance, and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that you be irreprovable in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, through whom you are called into the fellowship of his Son Jesus Christ our Lord. Now I ask you, brethren, through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfected together in the same mind, and in the same judgment. For it has been signified unto me concerning you, my brethren, by them that are of the household of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I mean, that each one of you said, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you immersed in water into the name of Paul? I thank God, that I immersed in water none of you, save Crispus and Gaius, lest any man should say that you were immersed in water into my name. And I also immersed in water the household of Stephanas, outside these, I know not whether I immersed in water any other. For Christ sent me not to immerse in water, but to preach the gospel, not in wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made void. For the word of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us, who are saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning will I bring to nothing. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For seeing that in the wisdom of God the world through its wisdom knew not God, it was God's good pleasure through the foolishness of the preaching to save them that believe. Seeing that Jews ask for signs, and Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, unto Jews a stumbling block, and unto Gentiles foolishness, but unto them that are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God, and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For behold your calling, brethren, that not many wise after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called, but God chose the foolish things of the world, that he might put to shame them that are wise, and God chose the weak things of the world, that he might put to shame the things that are strong, and the base things of the world, and the things that are despised, did God choose, behold, and the things that are not, that he might bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory before God. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who was made unto us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification, and redemption, that, according as it is written, he that glories, let him glory in the Lord. And 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. And I, brethren, when I came unto you, came not with excellency of speech, or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ, and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness, and in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit, and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. We speak wisdom, however, among them that are full grown, yet a wisdom not of this world, nor of the rulers of this world, who are coming to nothing, but we speak God's wisdom, in a mystery, even the wisdom that has been hidden, which God foreordained before the worlds unto our glory, which none of the rulers of this world has known, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory, but, as it is written, things which eye saw not, and ear heard not, and which entered not into the heart of man, whatever things God prepared for them that agape love him. But unto us God revealed them through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, behold, the deep things of God. For who among men knows the things of a man, save the Spirit of the man, which is in him? Even so the things of God no one knows, save the Spirit of God. But we receive, not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is from God, that we might know the things that were freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Spirit teaches, combining spiritual things with spiritual words. Now the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, and he cannot know them, because they are spiritually judged. But he that is spiritual judges all things, and he himself is judged of no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he should instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. And 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, as unto babes in Christ. I fed you with milk, not with meat, for you are not yet able to bear it, no, not even now are you able, for you are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you jealousy and strife, are you not carnal, and do you not walk after the manner of men? For when one said, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not men? What then is Apollos? And what is Paul? Ministers through whom you believe, and each, as the Lord gave to him. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither is he that plants anything, neither he that waters, but God, that gives the increase. Now he that plants and he that waters are one, but each shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's husbandry, God's building. According to the grace of God which was given unto me, as a wise master builder I laid a foundation, and another builds thereon. But let each man take heed how he builds thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. But if any man builds on the foundation gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, stubble, each man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it is revealed in fire. And the fire itself shall prove each man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work shall abide which he built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so, as through fire. Know you not that you are a temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man destroys the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, and such are you. Let no man deceive himself. If any man thinks that he is wise among you in this world, let him become a fool, that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He that takes the wise in their craftiness, and again, the Lord knows the reasonings of the wise that they are vain. Therefore let no one idolize in men. For all things are yours, whether Paul, or Apollos, or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come, all are yours, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. And 1 Corinthians chapter number 4. Let a man so account of us as of ministers of Christ, and stewards of the mysteries of God. Here, furthermore, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me it is a very small thing, that I should be judged of you, or of men's judgment. Behold, I judge not mine own self. For I know nothing against myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judges me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall each man have his praise from God. Now these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and Apollos, for your sakes, that thus you might learn not to go beyond the things which are written, that no one of you be puffed up for the one against the other. For who makes you to differ? And what have you that you did not receive? But if you did receive it, why do you glory, as if you had not received it? Already are you filled, already you are become rich, you have come to reign outside us, behold, and I would that you did reign, that we also might reign with you. For, I think, God has set forth us the apostles last of all, as men doomed to death, for we are made a spectacle unto the world, both to messengers and men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ, we are weak, but you are strong. You have glory, but we have dishonor. Even unto this present hour we both hunger, and thirst, and are naked, and are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place, and we toil, working with our own hands, being reviled, we bless, being persecuted, we endure, being defamed, we entreat, we are made, as the filth of the world, the offscouring of all things, even until now. I write not these things to shame you, but to admonish you as my agape beloved children. For though you have 10,000 tutors in Christ, yet have you not many fathers, for in Christ Jesus I begot you through the gospel. I ask you therefore, be you imitators of me. For this cause have I sent unto you Timothy, who is my agape beloved, and faithful child, in the Lord, who shall put you in remembrance of my ways which are in Christ, even, as I teach everywhere in every ecclesia. Now some are puffed up, as though I were not coming to you. But I will come to you shortly, if the Lord will. And I will know, not the word of them that are puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. What will you? Shall I come unto you with a rod, or an agape love, and a spirit of gentleness? And 1 Corinthians chapter number 5. It is actually reported that there is fornication among you, and such fornication, as is not even among the Gentiles, that one of you has his father's wife. And you are puffed up, and did not rather grieve, that he that had done this deed might be taken away from among you. For I verily, being absent in body but present in spirit, have already, as though I were present, judged him that has done this thing. In the name of our Lord Jesus, you being gathered together, and my spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus, to deliver such a one unto Satan, for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Your glorying is not good. Know you not that a little leaven leavening the whole lump? Purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, even as you are unleavened. For our Passover also has been sacrificed, even Christ. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote unto you in my epistle to have no company with fornicators, not at all meaning with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous and extortioners, or with idolaters, for then must you needs go out of the world, but, as it is, I wrote unto you not to keep company, if any man that is named a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a reviler, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such a one, no, not to eat. For what have I to do with judging them that are outside? Do not you judge them that are within? But them that are outside God judges. Put away the wicked man from among yourselves. And 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. Dare any of you, having a matter against his neighbor, go to law, before the unrighteous, and not before the holy people? Or know you not that the holy people shall judge the world? And if the world is judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know you not that we shall judge messengers? How much more, things that pertain to this life? If then you have to judge things pertaining to this life, do you set them to judge the ecclesia, who are unbelievers? I say this to move you to shame. What, cannot there be found among you one wise man, who shall be able to decide between his brethren, but brother goes to law of the unrighteous with brother, and that before unbelievers? No, already it is altogether a defect in you, that you have lawsuits one with another. Why not rather take wrong? Why not rather be defrauded? No, but you yourselves do wrong, and defraud, and that your brethren? Or know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with men, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and in the Spirit of our God. Eating all things are lawful for me, but not all things are expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall bring to nothing both it and them. But the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body, and God both raised the Lord, and will raise up as through his power. Know you not that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take away the members of Christ, and make them members of a whore? God forbid. Or know you not that he that is joined to a whore is one body? For, the twain, said he, shall become one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he that commits fornication sins against his own body. Or know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you, which you have from God? And you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Glorify God therefore in your body. And 1 Corinthians chapter number 7. Now concerning the things where you wrote, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. But, because of fornications, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband. Let the husband render unto the wife her due, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. The wife has not power over her own body, but the husband, and likewise also the husband has not power over his own body, but the wife. Defraud you not one the other, except it be by consent for a season, that you may give yourselves unto prayer, and may be together again, that Satan tempt you not, because of your incontinency. But this I say by way of concession, not of commandment. Yet I would that all men were even as I myself. Howbeit each man has his own gift from God, one after this manner, and another after that. But I say to the unmarried and to widows, it is good for them if they abide even, as I. But if they have no control, let them marry, for it is better to marry, than to burn with desire. But unto the married I give charge, behold not I, but the Lord, that the wife depart not from her husband, but should she depart, let her remain unmarried, or else be reconciled to her husband, and that the husband leave not his wife. But to the rest say I, not the Lord, if any brother has an unbelieving wife, and she is content to dwell with him, let him not leave her. And the woman that has an unbelieving husband, and he is content to dwell with her, let her not leave her husband. For the marriage of the unbelieving husband is sanctified in the believing wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified in the marriage of the believing husband. Else were your children unclean, but now are they holy. Yet if the unbelieving depart, let him depart, the brother or the sister is not under bondage in such cases, but God has called us in peace. For how know you, O wife, whether you shall save your husband? Or how know you, O husband, whether you shall save your wife? Only, as the Lord has distributed to each man, as God has called each, so let him walk. And so ordain I in all the ecclesia, was any man called being circumcised? Let him not become uncircumcised. Has any been called in uncircumcision? Let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of God. Let each man abide in that calling, wherein he was called. Was you called being a bondservant? Care not for it, no, even if you canst become free, use it rather. For he that was called in the Lord being a bondservant, is the Lord's freedman, likewise he, that was called being free, is Christ's bondservant. You were bought with a price, become not bondservants of men. Brethren, let each man, wherein he was called, therein abide with God. Now concerning virgins I have no commandment of the Lord, but I give my judgment, as one, that has obtained mercy of the Lord, to be trustworthy. I think therefore that this is good by reason of the distress that is upon us, namely, that it is good for a man to be as he is. Are you bound unto a wife? Seek not to be loosed. Are you loosed from a wife? Seek not a wife. But should you marry, you have not sinned, and if a virgin marry, she has not sinned. Yet such shall have tribulation in the flesh, and I would spare you. But this I say, brethren, the time is shortened, that from here on both those that have wives may be, as though they had none, and those that weep, as though they wept not, and those that rejoice, as though they rejoiced not, and those that buy, as though they possessed not, and those that use the world, as not using it to the full, for the fashion of this world passes away. But I would have you to be free from cares. He that is unmarried is careful for the things of the Lord, how he may please the Lord, but he that is married is careful for the things of the world, how he may please his wife, and is divided. So also the woman that is unmarried, and the virgin is careful for the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and in spirit, but she that is married is careful for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. Because of present persecution of the holy people, but I say this for your own profit, not that I may set a snare before you, but for what is seemly, and waiting on the Lord without distraction. But if any man thinks that he behaves himself unseemly toward his espoused virgin, if she be past the flower of her age, and if his need so require, let him do what he will. He sins not, let them marry. Because of the present persecution, but he who stands firm in his heart, having no need, but has authority over his own will, and has judged this in his heart, to keep his own virginity, he does well. So that he that marries, himself does well, and he that does not marry, because of the present distress, does better. A wife is bound for so long time as her husband lives, but if the husband be dead, she is free to be married to whom she will, only in the Lord. But she is happier if she abide, as she is, after my judgment, and I think that I also have the Spirit of God. And 1 Corinthians chapter number. Now concerning things sacrificed to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but the agape love edifies. If any man think that he knows anything, he knows not yet, as he ought to know, but if any man agape loves God, the same is known by him. Concerning therefore the eating of things sacrificed to idols, we know that no idol is anything in the world, and that there is no God, but one. For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as there are gods many, and lords many, yet to us there is one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we unto him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and we through him. Howbeit there is not in all men that knowledge, but some, being used until now to the idol, eat, as of a thing sacrificed to an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled. But food will not commend us to God, neither, if we eat not, are we the worse, nor, if we eat, are we the better. But take heed, lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to the weak. For if a man see you who have knowledge sitting at meat in an idol's temple, will not his conscience, if he is weak, be emboldened to eat things sacrificed to idols? For through your knowledge he that is weak perishes, the brother for whose sake Christ died. And thus, sinning against the brethren, and wounding their conscience, when it is weak, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if meat causes my brother to stumble, I will eat no flesh forevermore, that I cause not my brother to stumble. And 1 Corinthians chapter number 9. Am I not free? Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus our Lord? Are not you my work in the Lord? If to others I am not an apostle, yet at least I am to you, for the seal of mine apostleship are you in the Lord. My defense to them that examine me is this: have we no right to eat and to drink? Have we no right to lead about a wife that is a believer, even as the rest of the apostles, and the brethren of the Lord, and Cephas? Or I only and Barnabas, have we not a right to forbear working? What soldier ever serves at his own charges? Who plants a vineyard, and eats not the fruit there? Or who feeds a flock, and eats not of the milk of the flock? Do I speak these things after the manner of men? Or said not the written law through Moses also the same? For it is written in the law of Moses, you shall not muzzle the ox, when he treads out the corn. Is it for the oxen, that God cares, or said he it assuredly for our sake? Behold, for our sake it was written, because he that ploughs ought to plough in hope, and he that threshes, to thresh in hope of partaking. If we sowed unto you spiritual things, is it a great matter, if we shall reap your carnal things? If others partake of this right over you, do not we yet more? Nevertheless we did not use this right, but we bear all things, that we may cause no hindrance to the gospel of Christ. Know you not that they that minister about sacred things eat of the things of the temple, and they that wait upon the altar have their portion with the altar? Even so did the Lord ordain, that they that proclaim the gospel should live of the gospel. But I have used none of these things, and I write not these things, that it may be so done in my case, for it were good for me rather to die, and that any man should make my glorifying void. For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me, for a curse is unto me, if I preach not the gospel. For if I do this of mine own will, I have a reward, but if not of mine own will, I have a stewardship entrusted to me. What then is my reward? That, when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel outside charged, so as not to use to the full my right in the gospel. For though I was free from all men, I brought myself under bondage to all, that I might gain the more. And to the Jews I became, as a Jew, that I might gain Jews, to them, that are under the law though Moses says under the law, not being myself under the law written through Moses, to gain them, that are under the law written through Moses, to them that are outside law written through Moses says outside law, not being outside law to God, but under law to Christ now being written that I might gain them, that are outside law. To the weak I became weak, that I might gain the weak, I am become all things to all men, that I may by all means save some. And I do all things for the gospel's sake, that I may be a joint partaker there. Know you not that they that run in a race run all, but one receives the prize? Even so run, that you may attain. And every man that strives in the games exercises self-control in all things. Now they do it to receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, as not uncertainly, so fight I, as not beating the air, but I buffet my body, and bring it into bondage, lest by any means, after that I have preached to others, I myself should be rejected. And 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. For I would not, brethren, have you ignorant, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all immersed by water unto Moses, in the cloud, and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual food, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of the spiritual, the unconquerable mountain fortress Petra, that followed them, and the Petra the unconquerable mountain fortress was Christ. Howbeit with most of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Neither be you idolaters, as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us make trial of the Lord, as some of them made trial, and perished by the serpents. Neither murmur you, as some of them murmured, and perished by the destroyer. Now these things happened unto them by way of example, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages are come. So let him that thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall, and also perish by the destroyer. There has no temptation taken you but such as man can bear, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation make also the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. Therefore, my agape beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak, as to wise men, judge you what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the sharing in the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the sharing in the communion of the body of Christ? Seeing that we, who are many, are one bread, one body, for we are all partake of the one bread. Behold Israel after the flesh, have not they that eat the sacrifices sharing in communion with the altar? What say I then? That a thing sacrificed to idols is anything, or that an idol is anything. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons, and not to God. And I would not that you should have communion with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord, and the cup of demons, you cannot partake of the table of the Lord, and of the table of demons. Or do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? Eating all things are lawful, but not all things are expedient. All things are lawful to eat, but not all things edify. Let no man seek his own, but each his neighbor's good. Whatever is sold in the shambles, eat, asking no question for conscience' sake, for the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness there. If one of them that believe not bid you to a feast, and you are disposed to go, whatever is set before you, eat, asking no question for conscience' sake. But if any man say unto you, this has been offered in sacrifice, eat not, for his sake, that showed it, and for conscience' sake, conscience, I say, not your own, but the other's, for why is my liberty judged by another conscience? If I partake with thankfulness, why am I evil spoken of for that for which I give thanks? Whether therefore you eat, or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Give no occasions of stumbling, either to Jews, or to Greeks, or to the ecclesia of God, even, as I also please all men, in all things, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of the many, that they may be saved. And, 1 Corinthians chapter number 11. Be you imitators of me, even, as I also am of Christ. Now I praise you that you remember me in all things, and hold fast the instructions, even, as I delivered them to you. But I would have you know, that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Every man praying, or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonors his head. But every woman praying, or prophesying with her head unveiled dishonors her head, for it is one, and the same thing, as if she were shaven. For if a woman is not veiled, let her also be shorn, but if it is a shame to a woman to be shorn or shaven, let her be veiled. For a man indeed ought not to have his head veiled, forasmuch as he is the image and glory of God, but the woman is the glory of the man. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man, for neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. For this cause ought the woman to have a sign of authority on her head, because of the messengers. Nevertheless, neither is the woman outside the man, nor the man outside the woman, in the Lord. For as the woman is of the man, so is the man also by the woman, but all things are of God. Judge you in yourselves, is it seemly that a woman pray unto God unveiled? Does not even nature itself teach you, that, if a man have long hair, it is a dishonor to him? But if a woman have long hair, it is a glory to her, for her long hair is given her for a veil, or a covering. But if any man seems to be contentious, we have no such custom, neither the ecclesias of God. But in giving you this charge, I praise you not, that you come together it is not for the better but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together to deliberate in the court of the ecclesia, I hear that divisions exist among you, and I partly believe it. For there must be also factions among you, that they, that are approved may through deliberation be made manifest among you. Therefore when you assemble yourselves together in one place, it is not possible to eat what you call a Lord's supper, for in your eating each one takes before other his own supper. And one is hungry, and another is drunk. What, have you not houses to eat and drink? Or despise you the ecclesia of God, and put them to shame that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you? In this I praise you not. For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it, and said, this is my body, which for you is, this to do in remembrance of me. In like manner also the cup, after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, this do, at the time you are to drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink the cup, you reenact to teach the Lord's death till he come. Therefore anyone who shall eat the bread or drink the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man prove himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he that eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment unto himself, if he not reenact to show distinctly truth in the death and resurrection of the body. For this cause many among you are weak and sickly, and not a few sleep. But if we examine self in worship for right or wrong, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait one for another. If any man is hungry, let him eat at home, that your coming together be not unto judgment, and the rest will I set in order, whensoever I come. And 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Do you know, that when you were Gentiles you were led away unto those dumb idols, howsoever you might led? Therefore I make known unto you, that no man speaking in the Spirit of God said, Jesus is anathema, and no man can say, Jesus is Lord, but in the Holy Spirit. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are diversities of ministrations, and the same Lord. And there are diversities of workings, but the same God, who works all things in all. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit which to profit. For to one is given through the Spirit the word of wisdom, and to another the word of knowledge, according to the same Spirit, to another faith, in the same Spirit, and to another gifts of healings, in the one Spirit, and to another workings of miracles, and to another prophecy, and to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues, but all these works the one and the same Spirit, dividing to each one differently even, as he will. For as the body is one, and has many members, and all the members of the body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For in one Spirit we were all immersed in water into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether bond or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, Because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, it is not therefore not of the body. And if the ear shall say, Because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, it is not therefore not of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now has God set the members each one of them in the body, even as it pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now they are many members, but one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, or again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. No, much rather, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary, and those parts of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness, whereas our comely parts have no need, but God tempered the body together, giving more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffers, all the members suffer with it, or one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and severally members there. And God has set some in the ecclesia, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, divers kinds of different languages. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all gifts of healings? Do all speak with different languages? Do all interpret? But desire earnestly the greater gifts. And furthermore, most excellent way show I unto you. And 1 Corinthians chapter number 13. If I speak with the language of men and of messengers of God, but have not agape love, I am become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And if I have a gift of prophecy, and know all mysteries, and all knowledge, and if I have all faith, so as to remove mountains, but have not agape love, I am nothing. And if I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and if I give my body to be burned, but have not agape love, it profits me nothing. Agape love suffers long, and agape is kind. Agape love envies not, agape love vaunts not itself, agape love is not puffed up, agape love does not behave itself unseemly, agape love seeks not its own, agape love is not provoked, agape love takes not account of evil done against self, agape love rejoices not in illegal works against law, but agape love rejoices with the truth, agape love bears all things, agape love believes all things, Agape love hopes all things. Agape love endures all things. Agape love never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they shall be done away. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall be done away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I felt as a child, I thought as a child. Now that I am become a man, I have put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror, darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know fully, even as also I was fully known. But now abides faith, hope, agape love, these three, and the greatest of these is the agape love. And 1 Corinthians chapter number 14. Follow after agape love, yet desire earnestly spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. For he that speaks in an unlearned language speaks not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands, but in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. But he that prophesies speaks unto men edification, and exhortation, and consolation. He that speaks in a foreign language edifies himself, but he that expounds edifies the ecclesia. Now I would have you all speak with foreign languages, but rather that you should expound, and greater is he that expounds than he that speaks with foreign languages, except he interpret, that the ecclesia may receive edifying. But now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with foreign languages, what shall I profit you, unless I speak to you either by way of revelation, or of knowledge, or of prophesying, or of teaching? Even things outside life, giving a voice, whether pipe or harp, if they give not a distinction in the sounds, how shall it be known what is piped or harped? For if the trumpet give an uncertain voice, who shall prepare himself for war? So also you, unless you utter by the tongue speech easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For you will be speaking into the air. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and no kind is outside signification. If then I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be to him that speaks a barbarian, and he that speaks will be a barbarian unto me. So also you, since you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may abound unto the edifying of the ecclesia. Therefore let him that speaks in a foreign language pray, that he may interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Else if you bless with the Spirit, how shall he that fills the place of the unlearned say the Amen at your giving of thanks, seeing he knows not what you say? For you verily give thanks well, but the other is not edified. I thank God, I speak with languages more than you all, howbeit in the ecclesia I had rather speak 5 words with my understanding, that I might instruct others also, than 10,000 words, in a foreign language. Brethren, be not children in mind, yet in malice be you babes, but in mind be men. In the law through the prophet Isaiah it is written, by men of strange languages, and by the lips of strangers will I speak unto this people, and not even thus will they hear me, said the Lord. Therefore languages are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to the unbelieving, but prophesying is for a sign not to the unbelieving, but to them that believe. If therefore the whole ecclesia be assembled together, and all speak with different languages, and there come in men unlearned or unbelieving, will they not say that you are mad? But if all prophesy, and there come in one unbelieving or unlearned, he is reproved by all, he is judged by all, the secrets of his heart are made manifest, and so he will fall down on his face and worship God, declaring that God is among you indeed. What is it then, brethren? When you come together, each one has a psalm, has a teaching, has a revelation, has a foreign language, has an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying. If any man speaks in a foreign language, let it be by 2, or at the most 3, and that in turn, and let one interpret. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silence in the ecclesia, and let him speak to himself, and to God. And let the prophet speak by 2 or 3, and let the others discern. But if a revelation be made to another sitting by, let the first keep silence. For you all can prophesy one by one, that all may learn, and all may be exhorted, and the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets, for God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. As in all the ecclesias of the holy people, let the women keep silence in the ecclesias, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but let them be in subjection, as also said the written law through Moses. And if they would learn anything, let them ask their own husbands at home, for it is shameful for a woman to speak in the ecclesia. What? Was it from you that the word of God went forth? Or came it unto you alone? If any man thinks himself to be a prophet, or spiritual, let him take knowledge of the things which I write unto you, that they are the commandment of the Lord. But if any man is ignorant, let him be ignorant. Therefore, my brethren, desire earnestly to prophesy, and forbid not to speak with foreign languages. But let all things be done decently, and in order. And 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Now I make known unto you, brethren, the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, wherein also you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached unto you, except you believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which also I received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he has been raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, Petros, then to the 12, then he appeared to above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain, until now, but some are fallen asleep, then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, as to the child untimely born, he appeared to me also. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the ecclesia of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not found vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Whether then it be I, or they, so we preach, and so you believe. Now, if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, neither has Christ been raised, and if Christ has not been raised, then is our preaching vain, your faith also is vain. Behold, we are found false witnesses of God, because we witnessed of God, that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, neither has Christ been raised, and if Christ has not been raised, your faith is vain, you are still in your sins. Then they also that are fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If we have only hoped in Christ, in this life, we are of all men most pitiable. But now has Christ been raised from the dead, the firstfruits of them that are asleep. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. But each in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, then they that are Christ's, at his coming. Then comes the end, when he shall deliver up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have abolished all rule, and all authority and power. For he must reign, till he has put all his enemies, under his feet. The last enemy that shall be abolished is death. For, he put all things in subjection, under his feet. But when he said, all things are put in subjection, it is evident that he is accepted who did subject all things unto him. And when all things have been subjected unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subjected to him, that did subject all things unto him, that God may be all in all. Else what shall they do? For being dead are they immersed in water. If the dead are not raised at all, then for them, that are the spiritual dead, why are they immersed in water? Why do we also stand in jeopardy every hour? I protest by that glorifying in you, brethren, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die a death daily. If after the manner of men I fought with beasts at Ephesus, what does it profit me? If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Be not deceived, evil companionships corrupt good morals. Awake to soberness righteously, and sin not, for some have no knowledge of God. I speak this to move you to shame. But someone will say, how are the dead raised? And with what manner of body do they come? You foolish one, that which you yourself sow is not quickened except to die, and that which you sow not the body, that shall be, but a bare grain, it may chance of wheat, or of some other kind, but God gives it a body even, as it pleased him, and to each seed a body of its own. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one flesh of men, and another flesh of beasts, and another flesh of birds, and another of fishes. There are also celestial bodies, and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption, it is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory, it is sown in weakness, it is raised in power, it is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So also it is written, the first man Adam became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Howbeit that is not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, then that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthly, the second man is of heaven. as is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy, and, as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery, we all shall not sleep, but we shall all be changed, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. But when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying, that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law, but thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be you steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not vain in the Lord. And 1 Corinthians chapter number 16. Now concerning the collection for the holy people, as I gave order to the ecclesias of Galatia, so also do you. From the first beginning of day one, of the solar sevens of the Sabbath, and let each one of you lay by him in store, as he may prosper. That no collections be made when I come. And when I arrive, whomsoever you shall approve, them will I send with letters to carry your bounty unto Jerusalem. And if it be needful for me to go also, they shall go with me. But I will come unto you, when I shall have passed through Macedonia, for I pass through Macedonia. But with you it may be that I shall abide, or even winter, that you may set me forward on my journey, wherever I go. For I do not wish to see you now by the way, for I hope to tarry a while with you, if the Lord permit. But I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost, for a great door, and effectual, is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. Now, if Timothy come, see that he be with you outside fear, for he works the work of the Lord, as I also do. Let no man therefore despise him, but send him forward on his journey in peace, that he may come unto me, for I expect him with the brethren. But as touching Apollos the brother, I begged him much to come unto you with the brethren, and it was not all his will to come now, but he will come when he shall have opportunity. Watch you, stand fast in the faith, quit you, like men, be strong. Let all that you do be done in agape love. Now I ask you, brethren, do you know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have set themselves to minister unto the holy people, that you also be in subjection unto such, and to every one that helps in the work and labor? And I rejoice at the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achicus, for that which was lacking on your part they supplied. For they refreshed my spirit and yours, acknowledge you therefore them that are such. The ecclesias of Asia salute you. Aquila and Prisca salute you much in the Lord, with the ecclesia that is in their house. All the brethren salute you. Salute one another with a holy kiss. The salutation of me, Paul, with mine own hand. If any man Philo loves not the Lord, let him be the cursed. Maranatha. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. My agape love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Amen.